The speed up sound with Kyle Meredith.
Needing a change of scenery after going through some personal turmoil, First Aid Kit headed to Los Angeles for 5 weeks to recenter themselves and to get to work on their fourth LP, Ruins. I spoke with the Swedish sisters about the writing, dealing with the loneliness, a one-off single about sexual assaults, and their 10-year anniversary. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
Why do I do this to myself?
The rumor has it you guys found some electric guitars this time around, and you're slaying the world with your new electric prowess.
It's been fun to play a little bit more electric guitar and rock out a bit more live, and Joanna plays the bass now too, so the live show just feels a little different because we're both, like, we can play together more in a different way and, like, move around, both of us, and yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just a natural thing, but did you guys go into this saying that we want more of that? We want a bigger sound?
Not really. We don't really ever go into, like, the studio, like, having, like a concept, really. It's based on whatever, like, the song needs is what we do, or, like, what we think it needs or what we want to do with it. But, like, we had an idea we wanted kind of more of a raw sound, or, like, more of a live feeling to it.
Did it change the way that you went about writing songs that you've noticed?
No, we didn't. It's like, when we're writing, we don't really think about that. Like, all the songs are written on just an acoustic guitar and vocals, so they all just, like, work like that in their simplest form. And then we got in the studio later and think about what we actually want to do with the song.
Show me my I try to keep on keeping on. Show me my silver line. I try to keep on.
And I heard, I mean, you hooked up with Tucker Martin for this time. We're big fans of him.
Yeah. Oh, so are we. We love him.
Did he pull anything new out of you, or push in a different direction?
I'm not sure. I mean, to us, it definitely, like, felt new and different. And, I mean, he's just such an incredible producer and person. And we just had, like, this loveliest time working with him. And he just creates these beautiful, like, sonic landscapes that are, I mean, it was such an honor to get to work with him, and he also put together this incredible band that we got to record with, and it was just great.
And in the night I hear your voice sometimes, but it quickly passes.
I know there's also a little bit of a story about you guys heading to L.A., and I know the press part of it, but I also just had Van William on the air as an interview.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love him. We spent, 5 weeks in L.A. writing. It's like, we wanted to go, like, before this, we'd always lived together, like, either in, like, an apartment that we shared or, like, in our parents' house, you know, growing up. And so we knew that we wanted to just go away, like, go someplace, just the two of us, and work on writing. And we chose LA just because it's, like, it's so beautiful and warm, and we know people there. So, like, we would be totally isolated. Like, we didn't want to, like, just be in, like, a cabin in the woods or something. So, yeah, so we rented a house there and just spent 5 weeks writing together there.
I wasn't looking for trouble, but trouble.
I'm amazed anybody gets any writing done in L.A.
No, it was a great place for us to be. I think I just been, like, going through some tough times, like, personally. So, like, it was good to go away from where I'd been and just get some perspective on things. That was really great. I mean, great both, like, personally, but also great for the songwriting.
Tell me it's okay.
I mean, I do see that in the press sheet here about the quotas, the emptiness and desperation, and those are two very heavy words.
And, yeah.
Do they encompass the record, or is that mostly for the single, It's a Shame?
I think there's a bit of that on all of us. It sounds like such a bummer, but but no, I mean, this single, yeah, definitely was written out of, from that kind of perspective of just like being alone all of a sudden and not really knowing what to do with that or do with yourself, and trying to find some comfort and solace and maybe not like the best places, but just like wanting someone to just like give you some validation, basically. Sounds pretty desperate, but you know, sometimes we all are, I guess.
I am so sick and tired of this world. All these women with their dreams shattered.
Relationships are one thing, but I also know that we're sort of in an era and with everything going on where that emptiness and desperation really rears its head in so many ways. And for you guys to come out at the beginning of the year with the song You Are the Problem Here, I mean, that was such a radical musical turn for you guys, and you probably had to have felt that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was a song that was like written very much like in the moment, in a very angry, desperate moment, and we knew that we wanted it to be different. Like, it just couldn't like make it like a country song. It needed to be like a punk song, because that's what it is. Like, we really wanted to capture that, the anger, not just in the lyrics, but you know, in the music as well.
First Aid Kit's Ruins is now available. For more of my interviews, you can head over to Facebook or Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. And from the studios at WFBK in Louisville, KY, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.